topic that has become more prevalent within the past couple of years, having to do with social media and faculty-student relationships. I want to focus on the relationship that faculty and students may have on Facebook and how this can impact a student's student life and the faculty's professional life. What brought this to my attention and made this a forerunner in the front of my mind in the past couple weeks was a friend of mine getting reprimanded in the public forum of Facebook by a faculty member. The faculty member completely humiliated and embarrassed this student in front of the whole Facebook community for something that the faculty member had really nothing to do with and had no knowledge of what had really happened. The student became completely devastated by this action. And I got to thinking whether or not this was preventable or whether or not this was simply something that any other student can do and it just so happened to be magnified because a faculty member did it. But then what it really got me thinking about was the fact if faculty members and students should have relationships on Facebook and whether or not these relationships should be different from other relationships that students have on Facebook. Now granted, any other student could have attacked this student the way that she was attacked by a faculty member, but for some reason, because it was a faculty member, it was much more humiliating and much more devastating to the student. In doing some research on the topic, I came across an actual Facebook page that talks about the ethics of faculty members being on Facebook. And the Facebook page lists that faculty members should keep official course activities and official online tools and not on Facebook. They should never require students to participate in Facebook or having Facebook participation influence a course grade. Not friending students unless they request the connection. Accepting friend requests from all students unless the instructor makes the decision not to friend students at all. All or nothing. Not looking at students' profiles unless the faculty member has been friended by the student, and even using the Facebook informational for educational purposes. Faculty members should avoid association with Facebook groups with explicit or sexual content. Taking extreme care with privacy settings, exercising appropriate discretion when using Facebook for personal communication, never misrepresenting oneself by using a false name or a persona on Facebook, considering that the uneven power dynamics of the academy in which professors have authority over students continue to shape the online relationship, even when the network tool such as Facebook is apparently democratic. Keeping wall posts and other Facebook communication in concord with standard ethical practices of the educational relationship. Never posting official course communication, feedback on an assignment, for example, in a public area of Facebook. And those are like the 12 rules that this Facebook page lays out for faculty members. Now, I don't know if it's appropriate or not appropriate for faculty members to be friends with their students on Facebook. I haven't formed my decision yet. But here are some things that I've been considering. Are there benefits from being friends on Facebook with your students? Now, obviously, for my social media class, there is a benefit because we are able to post in a social media forum social media information. When we do a blog post, we post it onto the Facebook page, and it's a way of combining different aspects of social media into one forum for a social media class, getting us to use it more often. But then again, there could be other ways that this could be done. Also, we get announcements on these Facebook pages, like the link for how to upload this podcast for the social media class was put on the Facebook page. But then again, that could also be sent through an email. Didn't necessarily have to come on a Facebook page. I see that there are more cons that come along with a faculty-student relationship on Facebook. You don't want the effect to impact their grade or their reputation in class. I think that having a faculty member and student be friends on Facebook leads to too much access. Faculty members can know too much about their students that really isn't appropriate for them to know as faculty members. I also think that a faculty-student relationship is probably not professional. You're not going to chat with a student on Facebook and post on their wall about things in class. You're going to post about personal things, and the relationship between a faculty member and a student needs to stay professional. That's the point of having a faculty-student relationship. I think that Facebook is much different from Twitter and LinkedIn and other social networking sites. LinkedIn is completely 100% professional and used for professional networking. Twitter is status updates, not much personal information is shared. So I guess after discussing all this, I have come to a conclusion, and I think that faculty and students should not be friends on Facebook. I think there are too many detrimental effects that can come from this relationship, and that students need to have the respect and the privacy that they deserve from a faculty member.